Today on the Kim and Wag Report, I continue my visit with four Marshall FFA members at state convention.
Noah, what are your future plans once you get through high school and get out of high school?
Honestly, I have had multiple options. Do the family business for veterinarian stuff. I've also thought about joining the Navy, being a Navy SEAL, because those guys are, they're something else. Oh, yeah. And I don't know, I just thought, if possible, I could do this in my future.
Sure.
Because seeing these guys go out there just really inspires me, and I just always find FFA so enjoyable every time I go here. And also, every time I have other events, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to FFA. I just want an excuse to get out of town.
There you go. I know I've been ag director for some 10 years or so there, and it never ceases to amaze me when I go to an FFA event, whether it be FFA or even like the 4-H kids that start out showing their livestock and gone on up into FFA. And we look at your FFA members, realize our future of our country is in good shape with you guys.
Yeah, I would say FFA is in good shape where it is right now, because right now we're living in a state of America where it's kind of in shambles, you could say. Glad to see FFA growing with more people and more mentors, more presidents, and so on and so forth.
Your grandpa, Tom Bloomhorst, as you mentioned, in the veterinary business and has been for years, and very well respected around Marshall. So you've got two or three great options there. Navy SEALs, that's tough to get into, but it is. I mean, it's got to be totally rewarding if you were to go that direction as well.
Yeah, it is very tough and very rewarding. But the reason why I wanted to join the Navy SEALs to begin with is because I believe in God, family, and country. And what would be a way to connect to all three of those at the same time and protect those at the same time? Doing military.
How about you as far as your future plans? What do you plan to do in the future?
Well, I plan on going to a community college for 4 years to get a vet tech degree, and then I plan on going to Texas A&M for a equestrian veterinarian science. And if that does not work out, which hopefully it will, I'm going to move down south with my older brother and help weld with him and travel the world.
Now, Gage, your grandfather's very busy and very well known in construction and agriculture. Is that something you look forward to doing when you get out of high school?
I have. I don't know so much about the construction, but I know I definitely want to eventually take over our family farm and grow it to its fullest potential, and as well as help out around our family elevator.
I know you do a lot of organic, your dad does organic crop farming. That's something you want to continue doing?
Absolutely. I want to continue to do it, and I want to grow it to its fullest potential.
And how about you? Do you have future plans?
I want to go to school to become a carpenter, hopefully own my own business doing it. If that doesn't work out, I've got welding as my backup plan. I've seen how much money those guys make, and it's like having dollar signs for eyes.
Yeah, right. You make more than you do as a radio DJ, I guarantee you.
I'm not sure how much you all make, but I know those guys get sometimes up to like $70 an hour.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Now it is time for the Cam and Moag Department corny joke of the day. Why did the school teacher go to the beach? To test the water.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.